OpNav Instruction 5100.23 Gulf, Navy Safety and Occupational Health Program Manual, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 26, Chemical, Biological, Radiological, Nuclear, Explosive, Charlie Bravo, Romeo November Echo. 1. Secretary of the Navy issued DON Installation Chemical, Biological, Radiological, Nuclear, and High-Yield Explosive Emergency Response Guidelines in June of which year? 2004. 2. Which publication establishes the overall policy, guidance, operational structure, and assignment of responsibilities for developing, implementing, and sustaining a comprehensive all-hazards emergency management program at Navy shore installations and regions? OpNav Instruction 3440.17. 3. Who shall provide all Navy shore activities with technical industrial hygiene and occupational medicine response capability to support installation emergency responders? Chief Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, BUMED. 4. Military personnel who have been confirmed by their region or activity as having no deployment-limiting medical conditions and with a current annual preventive health assessment per which publication are considered qualified to wear any type of respiratory protection. OpNav Instruction 6120.3. 5. MOPP gear is graded into how many levels of protection? 7. 6. Which military respirator is worn during the highest level of MOPP protection? Mike Charlie Uniform 2/Alpha/Papa. 7. Which canisters do not provide protection against several toxic industrial chemicals such as ammonia, carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, nitric oxide, nitrogen dioxide, and metal carbonyls? Charlie 2/Alpha 1. 8. What establishes specifications for minimum levels of protection for fire and emergency services personnel assigned to chemical or biological terrorism agents, including dual-use industrial chemicals, chemical terrorism agents, or biological terrorism agents? November Foxtrot Papa Alpha 1994. 9. There are only how many effective methods of preventing heat stress-related illness? 2. 10. Climatic or environmental conditions with a heat stress index above 90 degrees or a wind chill index below how many degrees Fahrenheit warrant establishing a rehabilitation area? 10. 11. The IC shall provide food at the scene of an extended incident when first responder units are engaged for how many or more hours? 3. 12. Entry into a confined space shall not be performed during a CBRNE incident without the order of whom? IC, India Charlie. 13. SCBA operated in the demand mode and respirators receiving only NIOSH approval as pressure demand respirators shall not be worn for which protection levels? Level A or B. 14. Level A, NIOSH, CBRN, agent-approved SCBA, are the first choice of respiratory protection, since SCBA will be worn under Level A encapsulating suits, NIOSH-approved SCBA meeting the NFPA 1981 requirements, see glossary, may also be worn. SCBA air cylinder service life must be rated for how many minutes? 60. 15. NIOSH CBRN agent-approved SCBAs shall not be used beyond how many hours after initial exposure to chemical warfare agents to avoid possibility of agent permeation. 6. 16. NIOSH CBRN agent-approved air purifying respirators shall not be worn into IDLH atmospheres or atmospheres containing less than what percent oxygen? 19.5%. 17. Personnel wearing tight-fitting respirators shall be quantitatively fit-tested by activities initially and how often thereafter, according to the OSHA-accepted quantitative fit-testing methods and procedures. Annually. 18. Who will conduct frequent inspections of the incident site to ensure that the correct respirators are being used, are being worn properly, and are in good working condition? Incident Safety Officer. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.